Good morning and thank God for all of you, my Father's children. Let's open with a word of prayer. Our gracious and heavenly Father, God, we thank you for today. We thank you, God, for new mercies that we've never seen before. We thank you, God, for last night's slumber. We thank you for this morning's rising. God, we thank you for your word. The Bible says that the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. So, God, we pray on today, God, that your word would illuminate our path. God, that it would be a roadmap for our lives. Holy Ghost, be our teacher. Be our speaker on today. We love you and we adore you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Again, we thank God for each and every one of you on this morning. On this morning, our journeys take us to 2 Chronicles. Excuse me. The first chapter. And we'll be starting at the 7th verse. 2 Chronicles, the first chapter. Starting at the 7th verse. And reading from the New American Standard Version, it reads as follows. In that night, God appeared to Solomon and said to him, "Ask what I shall give you." Solomon said to God, "You have dealt with my father David with great loving kindness and have made me king in his place. Now, O Lord God, your promise to my father David is fulfilled, for you have made me king over a people as numerous as the dust of the earth. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can rule this great people of yours?" God said to Solomon, "Because you had this in mind, and did not ask for riches, wealth, or honor, or the life of those who hate you, nor have you even asked for long life, but you have asked for yourself wisdom and knowledge, that you may rule my people over whom I have made you king. Wisdom and knowledge has been granted to you, and I will give you riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings were before you has possessed, nor who will come after you." So Solomon went from the high place, which was at Gibeon, from the tent of meeting to Jerusalem, and he reigned over Israel. And the word of the Lord is blessed. On this morning, I'd like to ask a simple question. Are you asking God for the right stuff? Are you asking God for the right stuff? You all so often, we come against challenges or we come up against situations and we submit our requests before God. And the Bible declares that we should do that, to not worry about anything, but by everything through prayer and supplication, make your requests be made known unto God. That's what Philippians tells us. And the Bible says, after you do that, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We know that God will give us peace. But the statement in Philippians says, to make your request be made known unto God. Philippians doesn't tell us what to ask God for. It just says, don't worry. Just make your request be made known unto God. But the question on this morning is, are you asking God for the right stuff to deal with those things that may trouble you, to deal with the things that may concern you, to deal with the things that may worry you? In 2 Chronicles on this morning in chapter 1, Solomon was made king over Israel. And God gave him an open-ended offer in verse 7. He says, "Ask what I shall give you." In other words, ask of me what you want. He gave him an open-ended blanket statement. Solomon, ask of me what you want. And Solomon reminded God that God dealt with his father David in great loving kindness. Those are the words that scripture uses. And basically what that simply means is that he dealt with him in a way that was loyal. He dealt with him in a way that was sincere. He dealt with him in a way that gave him great respect. That's what that Hebrew word for loving kindness means. Dealt with them in faithfulness. So because he dealt with them in that manner, Solomon had a point of reference in what to ask, how to deal with God, or how God would deal with him. What point of reference are you dealing with God on? When you go to God and ask him for things, what point of reference are you using? If you've dealt with the Lord for an extended period of time, you already know God's track record with you. You already know how God has dealt with you on some things. Sometimes you all, when we're in a desperate situation, we deal with God as if we've never dealt with him before, as if we don't know how he brought us out the last time, how we've forgotten how he came through for us the last time, how he came and did things exceeding abundantly above for us previously. We act as if we don't even know how God deals with things. But Solomon had a point of reference of how God had dealt with his father David. And so even though God had given Solomon a blanket, he gave him a blank check, you all. Can I put it like that today? He gave him a blank check. He said, ask of me what you desire. And Solomon said, you've given me the leadership of your people. Can I put a pin right there? You all never forget that the things that you're dealing with is what God has given you license to deal with. He's given you ownership over. He's given you a stewardship over. So if we focus everything that we do from the point of reference that God has given us stewardship over it, we'll know what to ask God for. We won't try and deal with that thing in the sense that we own it, that we gave it to ourselves, that we deserved it, that we earned it. My brothers, my sisters, everything we have, God has given us leadership over. So wouldn't it make sense? Ooh, God, I hear you. Wouldn't it make sense to ask God for what we need in order to deal with what he's given us ownership over, what he's given us stewardship over? Solomon said to God, you've given me leadership over your people. So now give me wisdom and knowledge so that I can lead your people. I love the way Solomon said it in verse 10 of 2 Chronicles 1. It says, give me now wisdom and knowledge. This is the New American Standard Version, that I may go out and come in before these people. For who can rule this great people of yours? Solomon never forgot that although you've made me king, these people aren't mine, they're yours. And because Solomon had the wherewithal to ask for what he needed, to do the job that he needed, not anything more, not anything less, God's response in verse 11 was because you had this in mind and did not ask for riches, wealth, or honor, or the life of those who hate you, nor have you even asked for long life, but you asked for yourself wisdom and knowledge that you may rule my people over whom I've made you king. Wisdom and knowledge have I granted you, and I will give you riches and wealth and honor You all, are you asking God for the right stuff? Because if you're asking him for the right stuff, not only will he bless you with that, but he'll bless you with so much more. But you all, we get so caught up in the world that we ask for the stuff that we want to deal with stuff the way we want to. But you all, we need to ask for the things to deal with life and people and situations the way we'll honor God. Doesn't matter how you want to deal with it, because it's not yours from Jump Street. But we need to understand how God desires for us to deal with things. And when we ask God for what it is we need, how to deal with things, not only you all, will he give us what we've asked for, but it will give us so much more. If you ask God for grace to be able to fit and deal with things in this space, not only will he give you grace, but it'll give you peace. If you ask God to give you a contrite heart, if you try to deal with him with a contrite heart, not just so much so because you did something wrong, but to put you in a place of humility so that you don't ever deal with anyone else from a place of loftiness. The scripture says, if you humble yourself, he'll exalt you in due time. Are you asking God for the right stuff to deal with what you're dealing with right now? Because if you ask him for the right stuff, he'll give you that and so much more. But how will you know what the right stuff is? I'm glad that you asked. If you want to know anything, ask of God. That's what the word says. If you don't know what to ask him for, ask him what to ask him for. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? Seems like you ought to know what to ask him for. But if you don't know what to ask him for, then ask him what to ask him for. That's the kind of God he is. Remember, in verse 7, he gave Solomon a blanket, a blank check. He said, ask me for what you want. So if Solomon didn't know what to ask him for, asking God for what it is he should have is just the same as asking for what he needed to do the job he needed to do. My brothers and my sisters, God will not embarrass you, upbraid you, or anything thereof for not knowing what to ask him for. He wants you to come to him and say, God, I don't know what I need to deal with this situation. But if nothing else, I need you. I need you to help me know what I need to deal with this situation. And if you do this, I declare and decree, God will give you exactly what you need to do exactly what you need to do. And he'll bless you beyond measure. Let's pray. Father, we love you. Father, we bless you. Father, we thank you for just being God. We thank you for being a God that is ready to give us what we need in order to deal with your people. Father, we thank you for these people today that counted it not robbery to dial in and hear what the Holy Ghost had to say. Father, we pray that we would handle the responsibilities of life that you've given us in such a way that it brings honor unto you. And God, we pray that on today that we will ask you for what it is we need to handle what it is you've given us responsibility over. Father, I pray on today that your people would know what to ask you for. And if they don't know what to ask you for, God, that they would come to you and ask you what it is that they need. Because God, you've dealt with us before with great loving kindness. And just like Solomon, we want to have in our minds how you've dealt with us before so that we know that your track record is sure with us. God, help us to be your change agents today. Help us to be the change we desire to be and we desire to see. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God for each and every one of you. Go out and be the change that you want to see, one person, one household, one divine appointment at a time. God bless you.